Boker Tov, we are now continuing in the mitzvah of Tzipis El Yeshua, how to mekayim the mitzvah properly. We are now going to discuss today some of the mashalim that Chazal have brought us as to what it means to actually wait for Mashiach. What is the mitzvah to drive home, so to speak? So we'll start maybe with one of the Chafetz Chaim brought in the Or Yecheskel, Rabbi Yecheskel Levenstein, the Tzal. What he heard from the Chafetz Chaim, it's not in his books, but what he heard from him. He writes that the way we have to await Mashiach is, and he says, Zichroni Shachafetz Chaim Heyamamshio. We're going to see other mishalim that the Chafetz Chaim brings, but this is one that he heard from him. That the tzura of the tzipia for the Melech HaMashiach is like a person who is a chole anush, a person who is terminally ill. He's terminally ill. Hayodea ki rofe gadol balefakro. There's a big doctor. He's got some serious illness, and there's a big doctor who's balevakro, who's going to come to visit him, ulahamti trufa lemachalaso, and to bring a medicine to heal him. Ve'ome, the sick guy stands up, umamti lebiaso, he's waiting for this doctor, kol nikisha bedelet, every time the door, someone knocks at the door, right, goremet lo litragshut, he gets very excited. Shehine Baharofe, here comes the doctor to save me. The Kol Shas Ichur, every hour, this is the point that's important, every hour of delay that the doctor doesn't come does not lower his desire and his wishing that the doctor will come. The opposite is true. Omeru Mitzape, he waits and waits. He's coming. Kach chayeves lios hatzipia libias hagoel. This, we're going to realize how to get to this place, but this is what we have to strive for in our desiring for Mashiach to come. V'kol she'eno mamtin kein, anybody who's not on this level, he has to strengthen himself in whatever means necessary so that he'll be able to do the proper waiting. Now, Rav Dessler on this says an interesting point. It seems as though he heard this story also from the Chafetz Chaim. And he says on this point, he says, even though he opens up the door for the doctor, many times he opened up the door, patach et hadelet, for the rofe to come. He thought it was the doctor. Someone knocked on the door, he jumped. He's not going to mityayesh every time the door knocks in the future, no matter how many times he's tried. He's never going to get lazy, miliftoach et hadelet. He's not going to do it. Why? Halo kol cheftzam hu shiyavo. That's what he wants. Now, he says that Hashem gave, this is the type of Dessler Maral thing, he says, koach nitan be'adam, the power, the strength was put into man, shelo yitya'esh medaver asher yachpotz bo bechol libo. Something that a person wants with all of his heart, Hashem gives him the koach not to give up hope. He doesn't give up if he really wants it. You can think of a child who wants something so badly, a bicycle or whatever it is. They don't give up, no matter how many times the parents say no. They just keep asking again and again and again. And in general, people who have a desire for something, no matter how much people tell them, no, it's not going to happen, it's not good, it's not the right time, they don't give up. They keep trying and trying. And that's a function, says Rav Dessler, of how badly they really want it. The more you want it, the less you're going to have yeyush. That's his yesod, to explain that we can get there. It's clear we can do this. This is not something that is undoable to put yourself in the headspace. You just have to realize why you want it. That's the hard part. What is so great about Mashiach? Another example he gives that we do find in the Chafetz Chaim in one of his books is the mashal to an important guest who's coming to dinner. And you're going to be waiting and waiting and waiting for him and preparing for him and getting ready for him. It's going to be recognizable on everybody that this big person's coming. And if he's late, you're never going to say, okay, he's not going to be at some point after a few thousand years. You'll give up on the president coming. But leave that for the side. That is the way that all of these mashallah that Chazal bring us, that they're all going in the same direction. A woman whose husband disappeared and she's waiting and waiting for him to come home. And every time someone knocks on the door, she jumps, hoping it's him, and she never stops, no matter how many years go by. Those are the ways they're looking at the mitzvah of awaiting Mashiach. Now, the hard part is, how are we going to get ourselves into such a position that we actually want it so badly? And that's the hard part. To get to this headspace is very hard. And that's why we have to understand for what? Lama. Why are we waiting for Mashiach? What are the benefits that we are looking for? And when we get to that place of understanding the benefits, then we can start to work towards making it a real emotion that we want. We want. We have to know what we want in order to want it. So first we'll start with the Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim writes in Perek Yud Tes, he says, and I'll just quote him, V'yitave l'geula, you have to have a taiva, or hope, desire for the geula, l'fi sheba yiye ilui kav l'chvod shmo yisbarach. That's the reason why we want it, says the Mesilas Yesharim. We want it because we know that by way of the Geula, this will be the biggest kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there is. There's no greater kavod. Mehu ma she'amar HaTana DeBeliyahu. I'm quoting the Mesilas Yesharim. Tana DeBeliyahu, Rabba Perek Dalet, Shehevein Lemala, the Chafetz Chaim says, U'mit'ave u'meitzer likvod Yerushalayim. You have to have a desire and a pain for the kavod of Yerushalayim that's in its churban. E efshar lichvod ha'elyon hitrabos. The only way the kavod of Hashem can be increased is only with the geula of Yisrael. Uberibi kvodam. The more Yisrael gets respect, kavod, the more Hashem is going to get the respect. Shezeh talui bezeh be'emes, says the Mesilas Yesharim. One is dependent on the other. Ukemo shenemar b'tana de'Beliyahu, is quoting it again. Mitaneach al kvodo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'al kvodan shel Yisrael. That it has to be our desire. And we're going to see in a second. That is the number one thing. There's no greater kavod to Hashem when Melech Mashiach comes. And all of a sudden the Jews who are looking like backwards knuckleheads and all the Hasidim and this, and everybody's making fun of all the rabbis and all that stuff, and thinking that Trump and this one is in charge, and all of a sudden Melch Mashiach comes, redeems the Jewish people, builds the Beis HaMikdash, and everybody is subservient to him. Why do we want that? Because that is the greatest kavod to Hashem. That all of the technology, everything that we're looking at now, this incredible world, not like it was 50 years ago or 100 years ago. Now this world, with all of its incredible, it's all for Hashem and Israel. That's what Mashiach is. That's what we want badly. That to stop looking like the primitive boneheads that everybody looks at religious people as, and to see the Kavod of Malkut Shamayim. The whole Bria was just made for this purpose. To bring Kavod to Hashem. That's the Mesilas Yesharim. And we have many, many other sources. I'm not going to go over them all, but there is one that I think is a good one to look at. And this is from Rav Chaim Friedlander in the Sifsei Chaim, Moedim Chelek Gimel, Amud Shin Nun Aleph. Shinun Dal and Shinun Hey. These are the pages that I'm looking at now. So I'll read you what he says and look at this carefully. B'derech klal, he says, Kulanu shoafim, all of us are hoping, aspiring, v'rotzim, and we want li'os b'bias ha-mashiach. We want to see it. Kol echad mitaneach, e'masai yavo mashiach. Everybody cries, when is Mashiach coming? Aval ha-she'ele lama hu miyachel. What are you wanting and yearning for Mashiach for? Asks a freelander. Umam makora shel shifiyazu. What is the source of this wanting? Haim lo tamu and v'yeshiva zu gama rotzon ha'ishi lehakel me'alav es tzarosav. Don't you want Mashiach? Part of our desire for Mashiach is the fact that our lives, my personal desire that life is going to be a lot easier and I won't have to suffer. I won't have all the pain that I'm in. Shiyu lo chayim yoter kalim. I'll have an easier life. Ish tachas gefano v'tachas teino. Each guy sitting under his vineyard and his tree, his fig tree, enjoying life, vacation, while Mashiach is running the world. V'chadome, says Rav Friedlander, ze einenu tzfia l'mashiach. This is not the way to wait for Mashiach. Zu tzfia l'drishas tovas atzmo. This is nothing more than wanting what's good for you, not for Mashiach. Ezra Friedlander, Hatzfia la Mashiach nidreshet miman. What is the real reason? Who liyachel la Mashiach b'lama mikevan she'i efshar lizbo eskilu l'ashem sheyesh b'briya. I cannot tolerate anymore. I can't withstand the chilul Hashem that there is in the world now. Lirot the hester panim. You see the lack of Hashem in the world. B'kol hasheifa echasi. All of our she'ifa for Mashiach, are wanting Mashiach, is she'it kadesh shmo yisbarach babriya, that HaKadosh Baruch whose name will be sanctified in the whole world. The kasher koeva matzav lirot et shechinta bagalusa. When it hurts, when you see the shechina is in the galus, he mevil she'ifa mitit. This is the real desire we have to have, liros kiddush Hashem. See the Kiddush Hashem. V'hi ha-tzifiyah she-mekarevet et bias ha-mashiach. This is the type of desire that actually brings the Mashiach faster, he says, that brings it closer, as opposed to, oh, we want Mashiach. Life is so hard. We want to make it easier. We're suffering. That is not the ultimate she'ifa, he's saying. Now he drives it home. Darga ila'it zu. This high, lofty level of desire, she called Sipiaso who rakedil kadeshem shamayim. This desire just for Hashem shayechet etzel Adam shegamaisav heim l'shem shamayim. It's only going to work for a person who is living his life for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but not for a person who's living his life for his own self, for his own protection, his own benefits. If that's where he's coming from, me. He's never going to be able to have this proper shekifa. So, says Rav Friedlander, we've got to get our maisim, our daily actions, to be for Hashem. I am a thing that was made, as Rosh Hashiva used to say, I am a thing that was made like a piece of furniture in the room. I am just a thing that is here to serve Hashem and bring Kavod Shamayim to the world. That's all I am. These fingers are for mitzvahs, the eyes, the nose. It's all, I'm a piece of furniture. If I do something that I'm not supposed to do with the stender and use it for, something that's not made for, it's not going to work. You didn't do anything. We are the only things that can do things for ourselves and not for the purpose of why we were made. So he says, Aleinu liros es chilul Hashem agadol sheyesh babriya al yidei hester panim. We have to look at how horrible, and it's clear, you look now, the chilul Hashem, and how the Torah is perceived is pretty low right now. Leromem et maaseinu. We have to elevate our actions. Kedei lagia l'shi'ifa shel kiddush shem shamayim. That's it. V'alidei ze gam hatzifia l'yeshua tiyah mitit. It'll be a real tzipui. And this, the Ramban also says, it's a long Ramban, so I don't want to go into it now, but this is really the shoresh of our emunah. That's why this is so foundational to Emunah in the Yisod of Anochi Hashem Elokecha Sheotzei Sicha Be'eretz Mitzrayim. That's what it's all about. If you want if you understand that the world is all about Hashem, He made it in order to bestow good upon all of us. If you don't recognize that good, you don't recognize Hashem, nothing's happened. That's the whole purpose of the creation, is for Hashem to be recognized by the things that He made, us. That's why this is so critical, Mashiach. What is going to happen with Mashiach? You're going to have the King of Israel from David HaMelech. I told the Chalshuddis, the Melech HaMashiach is going to be standing and teaching, and all of the leaders of the world are going to run to His feet to learn, to understand what's right. They're not going to say we're going to blow up Israel and this, because it's not going to be the Taniyahu who's the Mashiach. Sorry. Going to be one of the Gedolei Yisrael, a giant Tavit Chacham, like the Gedol Gadol Ador, is going to be standing there, and everyone's going to realize Hashem is with us, the Beis HaMikdash is built, and this is what we're waiting for that incredible CNN and all the news, Fox News, everybody broadcasting Mashiach is giving a drasha right now. Everybody's coming to listen. That is what we want. That Kavod Shamayim is something that is way beyond anything we can imagine. And this world that we live in now is a much more exciting world for Mashiach to reestablish the Karbonos and all of the Avod and the Beis HaMikdash and all of the laws of the Torah. It's much more exciting now than it would have been 700 years ago or 500 years or 300 years ago when the world was much more primitive. Right? It would have been much more exciting now when the notion of a king doesn't exist anymore in the real sense, except in England, we're saying. And what is she? My son Moshe said she doesn't do anything except have billions of dollars, but she does nothing except wave her hand, the Queen of England. She won't die. She's 100 years old. I don't know if that's true, but that's what my son said.
Rabbi Tyler, question.
Go ahead. Question.
While all this undoubtedly is the best way to wait for the Mashiach, it seems a little bit contradictory to the order of the three methods we had. This is a question from Doron, where Chesed would have been first, but this seems like it's going after the third one. So is that okay?
Yeah, this question was, that's on the Sefer Ikrim that we learned. Sefer Ikrim lifted the three levels of how you should daven. As number one, Chesed, number two, Kavod Shamayim, and number three, because Hashem guaranteed it in the Navi. That's what we saw last week. And now we're seeing that this is the ultimate thing, is for Kavod Hashem. And back then it said the Chesed. So the way that Rabbi Beller Matarits, this Kasha of Doron Sherman, was as follows. He said, the truth of the matter is that the Kavod Hashem doesn't need the Kavod of Hashem. This is Rabbi Beller. He doesn't need this kavod. He doesn't need that everybody should see that he made the world. Whether they get it or they don't, that's their problem. He doesn't need anything. So the reason why the chesed is the loftiest level, from Hashem's perspective, we're asking Hashem, we want him to bring it to us because he really doesn't need the kavod. So you tell him, listen, for your kavod Hashem, it's not very compelling because he doesn't need it. The only one that's the real highest level is it's for a chesed for us. That's what's going to motivate Hashem to want to bring it for us. That's Hashem, our understanding of what Hashem's motivation will be. The thing that will trigger Hashem, number one, is not his kavod. It's the chesed that he wants to do good for his children, right? That's number one. But from our perspective, when we're davening, when we're wanting it, all we want is for Hashem's kavod. He wants to give to us. That's the number one. We've done this game many times. When you love somebody, each one is worrying about the other person's needs more than theirs, right? So when you love Hashem, you're not asking for his kavod. He doesn't need it. You're asking him, from his perspective, the thing that's going to unlock him the most is the fact that he wants to give to us, the chesed, to his children. But when we want the Mashiach, we don't want the chesed, we want for Hashem. The incredible glory of Hashem's malchus is going to be on the whole world. That's what we want, not for us. Does that answer? That's the way Rabbi Beller answered it. And I think it fits with everything we've done, even though these are different mafarshim that we're connecting here. But I think it's clear that that's the way they probably work together. Any other questions? Should we stop here?
No more questions. Good? Everything's good. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. So everybody just think about this.
I have a question, if possible.
Really waiting, okay? Really, really waiting and getting into these mashalim regarding Mar Makomos for my shir. We may be skipping the agaritas.